UK names cross-border payments as stablecoin's top near-term use. A UK policy sprint has named cross-border payments as the leading near-term use case for stablecoins, according to a July 29, 2026 report from Cointelegraph citing the exercise's findings. The framing matters because it comes from a structured government industry review rather than a vendor pitch, and it points regulatory attention at the one thing stablecoins already do well: moving value between countries faster and cheaper than legacy bank rails. The signal in what it says. The core takeaway from the sprint is narrow but pointed. Of all the things stablecoins could be used for, cross-border payments were singled out as the most realistic near-term win. That is a shift in tone. For years, the UK conversation around stablecoins circled around trading collateral, systemic risk, and whether these tokens belonged inside the regulated payments perimeter at all. Naming a concrete, useful application changes the starting point of the debate. Cross-border payments are an obvious target. Sending money from London to Lagos or Manila through correspondent banking can take days and lose several percent to intermediary fees and foreign exchange spreads. A dollar-denominated stablecoin settles in minutes on a public chain at a cost measured in cents rather than a cut of the principal. The gap between those two experiences is what the policy sprint appears to be responding to. This report rests on a single primary source, so the useful move is to treat it as a directional signal about where UK policy is heading, not as finished rulemaking. No statute changes on the strength of a policy sprint alone. The wider stablecoin payments push the UK is not moving in isolation. Over the past month, the same theme has surfaced across several markets. Samsung has been working to add stablecoin support to Samsung Wallet, pushing token settlement toward mainstream phone tap payments. South Korea has been drafting its own stablecoin law while debating crypto tax. Ripple put money into a compliance firm to drive its RLUSD stablecoin into enterprise payments. A UK regulator naming cross-border payments as the priority use case slots into that pattern, rather than starting a new one. For the United Kingdom specifically, the direction of travel has been toward bringing stablecoins inside a defined regulatory box, rather than leaving them in limbo. Clarity on where these tokens can legally be used for payments is the precondition for banks, fintechs, and card issuers to build on them without guessing at future enforcement. Crypto cards already run on stablecoin plumbing. Most crypto cards already run on stablecoin plumbing, even when the user never sees it. A card that lets you spend from a USDC or USDT balance is, underneath, converting a stablecoin to local fiat at the point of sale. The cross-border case the UK sprint highlights is the same mechanic seen from a different angle. Instead of a merchant swipe, it is a remittance from one wallet to another across a border. If UK policy formally blesses stablecoins for cross-border payments, the second-order effect for card users is cheaper and more predictable funding. A worker in the UK sending stablecoins to family abroad, who then spend those tokens on a local crypto card, would complete a full cross-border to spend loop without ever touching a correspondent bank. The friction that survives sits in the last mile. The foreign exchange markup and conversion spread a card applies when the stablecoin becomes local currency. Regulatory clarity does not erase those costs, and the disclosed card fee rarely captures the full network and conversion spread layered on top. There's also a custody dimension worth naming. Stablecoins moving cross-border are only as safe as where they rest between hops. A recent stablecoin processor breach, in which AAA confirmed an 11.8 meter treasury loss, is a reminder that the settlement layer carries its own counterparty risk. Policy that pushes volume onto stablecoin rails also raises the stakes on how those rails are secured. The gap between signal and rule A policy sprint naming a use case as a starting gun, not a finish line. It tells the market what regulators consider the strongest argument for stablecoins, which shapes the consultations, licensing frameworks, and eventual legislation that follow. It does not by itself authorize anything new. Firms building UK stablecoin payment products still operate under existing rules until the perimeter is formally redrawn. The honest read is that this is one input into a longer process, elevated because it comes from inside the policy machinery rather than from a company with a token to sell. The direction is now on the record. The UK sees cross-border payments as the place stablecoins earn their keep. The pace of the rulemaking that turns that view into permission is the open question.